I'm Rhona Tarrant. President Trump has announced in his State of the Union speech that he'll hold a second nuclear summit with North Korea's leader this month. In an address to the nation with the theme Choosing Greatness, he vowed once again to build a border wall. While appealing for political unity, the president also said ridiculous partisan investigations could damage prosperity. In a rebuttal, Democrats accused Trump of abandoning US values. Pope Francis has acknowledged that clerics have sexually abused nuns, and in one case they were kept as sex slaves. The Pope made the comments on Tuesday to reporters while on a historic tour of the Middle East. He said that in one case, his predecessor, Pope Benedict, was forced to shut down an entire congregation of nuns who were being abused by priests. He said the church was attempting to address the problem, but that it was still going on. A lawyer for a student from Covington High School has sent a letter to media and Catholic Archdiocese warning of possible legal action. It follows the viral footage of an incident involving students from the college, a Native American tribal leader, and other protest groups. The letters from the lawyers for student Nick Sandman were sent to individuals and groups the attorneys think may have defamed or libeled Sandman, including the New York Times, Washington Post, and the Archdiocese of Louisville, Kentucky, and Baltimore. Catholic groups are opposing an assisted suicide bill that has been introduced in the Maryland legislature. The Maryland Catholic Conference said assisted suicide threatens the state's most vulnerable, putting those with disabilities, the elderly, veterans, and others at risk. The End of Life Options Act was introduced in both houses of the Maryland General Assembly last week. The bill is scheduled for a hearing on February 15th. This year's Oscars will be held without an official host for the first time in 30 years. The head of ABC Entertainment, which airs the Academy Award ceremony, said it would instead highlight celebrities presenting the trophies. In December, comedian Kevin Hart pulled out of hosting the ceremony following a controversy over old homophobic tweets. He said he did not want to be a distraction and apologised. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.